Today we have a very special guest in studio. And let me go ahead Senator, I'm going to go ahead and mic you up. Thank you for coming in today. Folks, I have here in the studio with me Senator Lindsey Graham, who is in town. You're in town for an event this evening?
I've got an event to help my campaign, and I'm going to go all over the state, down in the Lowcountry tonight and tomorrow. So I'm going to Charleston and Beaufort and meet some people and just did a news conference, and I think the government will be open by later tonight, so that'd be good.
Yeah, that's great news.
That is good news.
Let's talk about that for a minute, Senator, because, you know, the government shutdown has been tough on some Americans.
Big time.
It's never easy to deal with that, but as you said, it does appear to be over.
Hope so.
We need to really make sure this never happens again, and you've come up with a solution.
Yeah, take our pay from us.
So, talk about that.
You know, I do well. I'm very blessed, but I wrote a check yesterday for $20,787, whatever it was, is for 41 days of pay.
Uh-huh.
Before taxes, by the way. You're a financial guy.
I am.
And, so I did Upstate Warrior Solution, a group I know, a bunch of veterans up there, one-stop shop. And I said early on, you know, during the shutdown, I'm going to give my pay away. I'm not going to get reimbursed. And here's what I think. In the future, if we shut down the government and we had to forfeit our pay, there'd be less government shutdowns. So I'm going to do a constitutional amendment. I think it will take that because there's an amendment in the Constitution that says a Congress can't change the pay during that Congress. So I'm going to make it really simple. A constitutional amendment, it says, during a government shutdown, members of Congress will forfeit their pay, and it will go to retire the national debt.
I love that. Now, what do you suppose the chances are that we get something like that passed in Washington, D.C.?
If you voted no, people would kick your ass.
So wouldn't
the goal is to get a vote.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty good at playing the game.
Yeah, you think?
So I'm going to get a vote.
Right.
I just can't imagine voting no. So let's just be honest here. We shut the government down as Republicans for 35 days during Trump's first term to build the wall. I think we needed to build the wall. We eventually did. The one big beautiful bill had a bunch of money to build the wall and, you know, border security, hundreds of billions of dollars. But shutting the government down to get a policy outcome is probably not a good way to govern the country.
Agreed.
And I told my Democratic colleagues, you want two things I'll never give you. I am not going to repeal the $1.5 trillion in savings we achieved from the One Big Beautiful Bill by reforming Medicaid that was a runaway train. People on Medicaid shouldn't be on it. And we had a provision to prohibit illegal immigrants from getting Medicaid funds. That was worth hundreds of billions of dollars in savings. We weren't going to repeal that. The second thing they wanted, demand, was that you have to extend Obamacare subsidies forever. That program is bad health care, higher prices for the consumers, and a windfall for insurance companies. The seventh largest health care insurance companies in the country since 2010, the passage of Obamacare, have seen their stock prices rise between 500 to 1,000%.
Holy
cow. Premiums have doubled. So let's take that $50 billion we're going to give an insurance company and work with President Trump to give it to individual consumers so they can buy better health care. That's what we're going to do in December.
I love that. Now, is that part of a new program that is being proposed that we should be looking
something.
For?
I think we got to do more than bitch and moan.
Yes.
So I've said, listen, Obamacare was promised to lower your premiums by $2,500 per family for. It's gone up by over 100%. All the money, I didn't know this really, all the money goes to insurance companies. The more they sign up, the more money they get. The product is inferior. It is growing at twice or three times the rate of inflation of other health care programs. Let's break that cycle. And I think I talked with President Trump about this coming down. We're going to come up with some individual health care accounts where people will get the money, not the insurance company. And you can shop around. You got to buy insurance. You can't, you know, buy a car with it and try to create competition and lower prices and get better outcomes. That's what we're going to propose.
I like that. Competition.
A good thing.
A good thing. A very good thing. When there's competition, Obviously, the providers of the service are going to compete for everyone's business.
If you're a healthy 25-year-old person, you don't need the same health care coverage as somebody who's 55.
No
doubt.
Under
Obamacare, it's one size fits all. The goal of Obamacare and Medicaid is to expand to get us all. Medicaid grew well beyond what the intended purpose was. People are disabled, people of low incomes that are, you know, out of work. Now they're covering, under Obamacare, people who are, there are no income limits. A couple making $200,000 gets a subsidy. We're $30-something trillion in debt. So we're going to try to take that money that is designed to get people under the umbrella of government health care and not worry about a good outcome, and actually give it to the individual consumer to get better outcomes and break the cycle of being dependent on government health care. That is my goal. That's President Trump's goal.
Yeah, government health care is the problem, isn't it?
It's the goal of the Democrats to have everybody listening to this program to have one source of health care through the government. They own you from the time you're born to the time you die. Socialized medicine nations have inferior products.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to do is empower the consumer, and I think it's time to replace Obamacare with something new, and that's what we're working on.
I love that. I love that. How tense are things in the Congress right now? We are led to believe by the media that it is cats and dogs fighting, arguing all the time.
It's more like,
what's it really like?
Poodles and small cats. It's like, no, there's, you know, there's a healthy competition. Isn't it good to say, I think your health care plan needs to be replaced? It's a debate worthy of a great nation. Yeah, personal animosity exists in my business as well as anywhere else. But, okay, you know, I feel, you know, I enjoy being in the Senate. There are only 100 of us. I know most everybody. I don't mind fighting. I don't mind finding solutions. But, you know, I just think this Republicans have complained about Obamacare, rightly so. It's now time for us to have an alternative.
Well said.
You know, the Graham Cassidy bill in 2018 or 19, we're going to take all the money that was spent in Washington on health care and flow it to the states and let governors and legislatures manage it and get better outcomes. I'll revisit that later. But these subsidies, $50 billion a year, I'm not going to keep giving all the money to insurance companies. They're making out like bandits. When you look at what we're doing to insurance companies, it would make you throw up.
that's quite a visual there you give us, Senator.
Yeah.
Senator, how long have you been in Washington, D.C.?
I got elected in 1994 with a contract with America class. We wrote down 10 things we'd do if we got the Congress, and we did them with Newt Gingrich. Strom retired after, you know, he had a midlife crisis. He was 100.
100.
Yeah, he stepped aside. You know, I'd just done the Clinton impeachment. I've been there in the Senate since 2002 and running again. I think I'm better at my job today than I've ever been, and got a pretty good understanding of the threats we face throughout the world and how the system works. And I've had more fun with President Trump than all of them combined. Talked to him 40 minutes this morning.
Is that right?
With him, everything's possible. Sometimes everything.
Uh-huh.
And these boats coming into America full of drugs, I'm glad he's blowing them up.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's one of the things that I wanted to mention. I wanted to talk about today. Kevin Cohen.
Yeah, we love Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin's fantastic. Kevin calls you the king of foreign policy.
Well, I don't and so know. Kings don't fare well. But
well, you know what I mean.
I think I understand the threats we face.
And so with regards to Venezuela.
Right.
And the drug boats and the carrier group.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
So I just talked to the president. I'll make a little news today. Okay. This aircraft carrier is not going on vacation.
No.
Hey, let's all go to the Caribbean.
They don't move carrier groups.
No, everybody.
To have a sunny holiday.
That's a great time of year to be.
Yeah.
So we're moving these military assets for a purpose. President Trump believes there's a drug caliphate in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
More Americans die from fentanyl and cocaine overdoses than any form of terrorism. Venezuela is run by Maduro. He stole the election. He is a indicted narco drug trafficker in U.S. courts with a bounty on his head. These drug boats coming out of Venezuela enrich him, and the drug cartels. Hezbollah, a Mideast terrorist group, is in league now with Maduro because they're running out of money from Iran, so they're going to the narco-terrorist states. And here's what Trump told me. I've had it with this. I've secured the border, but I'm going after the people who house these narco-terrorist cartels, and I'm going to put them on notice that if you try to poison America, you do it at your own peril.
So more to come is what you're saying.
More to come. I don't think a land invasion is necessary, but Bush 41 took the 82nd Airborne, dropped it into Panama to take Noriega down, who wound up being indicted and going to jail. I think every president should make sure that our backyard is not run by drug cartels and human traffickers, and Trump's tired of it. These boats being blown up, they're not going on vacation. They're not going to Florida to visit the sites. They're full of drugs. I'm glad he's blowing them up, but let's go inside the country and start blowing up infrastructure that makes the boats possible and get Maduro out and have the lady who won the Nobel Peace Prize is the opposition leader in Venezuela. She's in hiding. They gave her the Nobel Peace Prize for standing up to Maduro.
Mm-hmm.
What did she say last week? We love Trump. He's doing the right thing. We're cheering him on. So President Trump is dead set on making it harder to poison your kids and bring drugs into America. And he's putting the drug cartels and all these leaders like Cuba on notice.
You were a JAG officer for many years in the United States Air Force.
Yeah.
And from a legal perspective.
Not even close. Here's what Congress can do. I don't mean to bore people out
No,
there.
No.
Okay, so Congress is the only entity in the Constitution that can declare war. That doesn't mean the military can't be used by the commander-in-chief unless we agree.
Mm-hmm.
It only means the country can't be put in a legal state of war unless the Congress declares it. We've had five declarations of war in 250 years. We've had hundreds, if not thousands, of military operations. Bush 41 took Noriega down, invaded Panama because he was a threat to our nation. As commander-in-chief, you can only have one, not 535. If you don't like what the commander-in-chief's doing as a member of the Congress or the Senate, you can cut off funding. That's our job, to appropriate money. If you think we shouldn't be doing anything in Venezuela, say no funds can be used for military operations in Venezuela. You can impeach the president if you think he's violating the law, but you can't have a group meeting every time the president wants to use military force and wait around till you get a majority of Congress to act. You know, Obama went in for bin Laden in Pakistan. I'm glad he did.
Mm-hmm.
President has all the legal authority he needs. These drug cartels are a national security threat. The country of Venezuela is in the hands of a narco drug terrorist, and I'd like to see him be taken down sooner rather than later. It's not a legal issue. It's a issue of will. What is the right answer when you see a boatload of drugs speeding through the night to come to America? Run by drug traffickers. Blow it up. That's the right answer.
That's the right answer. Let's talk about China for just a minute.
Yeah.
Lots going on any morning news show, you might hear that we're negotiating this, we're negotiating that.
Right.
But fentanyl is still getting into our country.
It is, but
China is supposedly the big provider.
They are. You know, cocaine's coming from Venezuela mostly. Fentanyl comes to Mexico with the drug precursors made in China. Kash Patel, the FBI director, who I love, doing a great job, just got back with China with a breakthrough agreement where the Chinese, for the first time, are really going after these chemical companies that make this stuff and send it to Mexico.
Yes.
The only way we'll ever solve any of these problems is to be strong. If you want to protect Israel, help them destroy Hamas. They're doing all the fighting. Just give them the weapons they need. Hezbollah, who's a terrorist group in Lebanon, has got more American blood on its hands than Hamas does. So it's in our national security interest to take these networks down. As to China, they buy more Russian oil than any other country on the planet. If they stopped by Putin's oil, he'd have less money to prosecute the war in Ukraine. India, Trump put tariffs on them for buying oil from Russia. China is now reducing the amount of oil they buy from Russia, which will push Putin to the table to end this war, go after his customers. China is doing a deal with us that I think will be beneficial for both countries only because they fear Donald Trump.
I got
only because of that.
I got to ask you, because it seems to me, just as, you know, some guy listening to the news, that the world has more respect for Donald Trump than it has had for any American president almost in my lifetime, except for maybe Reagan.
I do this for a living.
Yes, sir.
I spend a lot of time in bad places to make sure the bad doesn't come here. The only reason the terrorists don't get here is because we stop them before they get here. There's no better friend to America than Israel. They're killing all the people that would kill you if they could get here.
Right.
That's a good investment. But Trump is living rent-free in everybody's head, including mine. But he is a man of peace until he's not.
Right.
He killed Soleimani, who had all this American blood on his hand from Iran. He ducked down the caliphate. He got Baghdadi, but he stopped eight wars. He got Pakistan and India to stand down. The Congo and Rwanda have been fighting for 30-something years. Azerbaijan, he is a man of peace, but he realizes that peace only comes when people feel like making war costs too much. Al-Qaeda and ISIS don't mind dying. We just got to stop them before they get here. There's some people that will mind dying, and you can do a deal with them. And Trump understands when it comes to terrorists who are fanatical homicidal maniacs, you have to have a different strategy than with, say, a guy like Putin or China. And I've never seen anybody use the power of being commander-in-chief so effectively. I didn't know Reagan, but I can tell you the world is vastly safer than it was 10 months ago.
That's wonderful to hear. I love that. But
me too.
what do we say to folks who talk about Trump is a tyrant, Trump is a fascist, Trump? We're hearing that a lot from what I like to call the legacy media.
Yeah.
What's your response to those kind of statements?
Well, if he was a fascist, you couldn't call him one.
Well said. Well said.
It's just people who hate Trump for being, you know. Listen, he goes too far sometimes, but we're playing golf this weekend. I wasn't a big fan early on, but I am a fan now because I've seen what he's doing. Listen, folks, if you think Israel doesn't matter to us, you need to, one, pick up the Bible. Number two, look at who's trying to kill Israel. They're trying to kill us. So, but what he's done in terms of our backyard, stopping these drug boats, securing the border, we went from the largest illegal crossings under Biden to zero because of Donald Trump and the big, beautiful bill giving the money to do it. I've been his partner through all this stuff, and I'm just here to tell you, you can call him any name you want to call him. He does not care. They tried to have 91 indictments against him so he wouldn't win in 24. This Arctic Frost, Jack Smith BS.
That is something very interesting.
Stay tuned.
Tip of the iceberg there, isn't it?
You just stay. We're not putting up with this crap anymore.
Right.
We're going to push back. But the bottom line, you can call him any name you want to call him. I think he's been the most effective president to secure our nation. That one big, beautiful bill, what he's trying to do on health care needs to be done. He's a consequential president like Reagan. And, you know, he's the toughest man I've ever met. Just politically the toughest man I've ever met.
And he doesn't sleep much, does he?
Not much. He called me at 11:48 last night.
Yes, sir.
And like 6:03. And I missed the 6:03 part.
Is that right?
I've come to really admit, he's strong.
Yes.
See, he loves America. He thinks we got a good hand. He believes people should be afraid of us instead of we being afraid of them.
Yes, sir.
Like Iran should be afraid of us instead of us being afraid of Iran. We should have dignity with China. We shouldn't be chumps. We shouldn't be played. He hates being played. You know, these tariffs, we got to deal with Europe coming. That's a fantastic deal. They're going to build more of the car in Greenville, BMW, than there were before because of Trump's tariffs.
Right.
And I, you know, go after Putin's customers. You want to end this war? Tell people to buy Russian oil to prop him up. You know, you can't have access to the American economy.
Senator, I got about another minute and a half with you because I know you're busy, but I want to finish with Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah.
Your take on things.
I think we've had a lot of people we supported in wars weren't really good allies. Ukrainians have fought. We haven't lost one American. They're fighting like tigers. What would you do if somebody tried to invade your country? 3.5 years later, Putin's pretty much stuck, making small progress. He won't stop in Ukraine. I promise you he won't unless somebody stops him. It's in our interest to help Ukraine stop him. The way you end this war is you hurt his economy so he comes to the table. I want to end this war yesterday, and what I worry about with this war, it will keep going. He will not stop in Ukraine. I think Putin's afraid of Trump. I think he's the best guy that we could have to get Putin to the table, squeeze Putin's economy, and give Ukraine the missiles and rockets to hit the drone factories and the missile factories in Russia, hit their oil infrastructure to end this war. Giving Russia Ukraine means there goes Taiwan. When you're weak in one place, you're weak in every place else. When Biden withdrew from Afghanistan,
what a mess.
It was open season on America and all our allies, and Trump ain't going to let that crap happen. He took Iran, blew up their nuclear infrastructure with Israel. That makes us safer. He's giving the weapons Ukraine needs, not giving, selling them to Europe. We got a minerals deal with Ukraine worth $1 trillion. He's got a completely different approach, but I think it's working. To all those folks out there, pray for peace, but you got to be ready to defend your values.
Senator Lindsey Graham, I appreciate you coming in. I know you have to get out of here, but we appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, folks. Thank you for listening. This is The Point. I'm Fran Halloran in for Kev. We'll be back with more in just a couple minutes.